I didn't like how my sidewalk flowers turned out, so I washed them away. Now I can start over.
The same thing happens when you become a Christian. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Maybe you feel guilty about some of the bad stuff you've done in the past. You go over it in your mind and you can't stop thinking about it. You know what, though? God doesn't think about it anymore. If you've told him you're sorry for all the bad stuff and become a Christian, well, he's forgiven you and forgotten about those things, just like he says in Jeremiah 31. I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. Our story for today is called Gone for Good. With her sidewalk chalk, India colored in the flowers she had drawn along the edge of the driveway. Then she stood back and frowned. Dad came out of the house and smiled at India. What lovely flowers, he said. And I won't even have to water them. No, but I'm going to, said India. I want them a different color. Taking the garden hose, she aimed the stream of water at her artwork. Whoosh! All traces of chalk soon disappeared down the driveway. India grinned at Dad. Now I can start all over. Cool, huh? That is pretty cool, said Dad. That's a picture of what Jesus does for us. He gives us a chance to start over when we confess our sin to him. Oh, great, said India, rolling her eyes. I can already see my chalk flowers are going to be used in a sermon. Dad laughed. Well, that's what happens when you have a pastor for a dad. He nodded toward the wet spot on the driveway. Where are the flowers you drew? They're gone, India replied. And I know what you're going to say, that when we confess our sins, they're gone too. That's right, said Dad. Now bring those flowers back for a minute. I can't, India said. They're washed down the drain and they don't exist anymore. Dad smiled. They're gone, never to be seen again. That's what happens to our sins when we confess them to Jesus and turn away from them. He forgives and forgets them. The Bible says he removes them from us as far as the east is from the west. But sometimes I still go over them in my mind, even after I tell Jesus I'm sorry, India said. Dad nodded. Sometimes it's hard for us to forget the bad things we've done, and even after confessing them, we wonder how God can forgive and forget them. When that happens, ask Jesus to help you remember his promise to always forgive your sins and remove them. And thank him for letting me start over, added India, just like I'm going to do with these flowers. Chalk in hand, she began drawing again on a dry section of the driveway. Well, how about you? Have you ever done something wrong? If you trust in Jesus, he's already taken the punishment for all your sins and promises to forgive any sin and remove it from your life. When you do something wrong, tell him and ask him to forgive you. Even if you think of the bad things you did again, he won't. It's gone forever. Then you can start over depending on him to help you do what's right. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 34.
I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
And our key thought for today, God forgives and removes sin. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages, too. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.